Entire villages are destroyed in Nepal. Could the word for God in Malaysia confuse Muslims? And Christians in Ukraine are risking their lives. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Nearly 1.5 million earthquake survivors need food aid in Nepal. The country's prime minister estimates that once teams get into the rural areas, the death toll could climb as high as 10,000. Baptist Global Response's Jeff Palmer agrees.
Move outside of the city up toward the epicenter area. We're finding whole villages and communities that are just completely devastated.
Nepal is asking that only trained first responders help in disaster zones for now. BGR gets to stay.
We had just trained about 10 national partner organizations in Nepal and Kathmandu in late February, March in international disaster response and what we call United Nations Sphere Standards.
BGR is releasing $50,000 to help with the initial response. Consider it an investment in a longer-term restoration.
Not just help for today, but help for eternity as well. And that help comes through the message of the gospel.
Pray wisdom for the coalition as they figure out how to disperse the aid. If you want to give, we'll connect you through special links at missionnews.org. You know, the extent of the damage in Nepal is unimaginable. In one area alone, over 1,000 homes collapsed. Global Aid Network says churches also collapsed, killing believers. With nowhere to go, survivors are staying in unsafe buildings or setting up tents as shelter. GAIN USA needs your prayer and support as they reach out to many felt needs to show the love of Christ. Details on how you can help at missionnews.org. This is Mission Network News. Who gets to call God Allah? Christians and Muslims in Malaysia have been fighting over this question for years because Allah is the Malay word for God. Voice of the Martyrs USA reports yet another delayed decision in one of this issue's many legal cases. VOM spokesman Todd Nuttleton explains the government's official stance.
The use of the word Allah by Christians could confuse Muslims and could lead to disharmony and even violence.
What they really think is a little more biased.
They don't want to see more Muslims come to faith in Christ. They don't want to allow any Muslims to come to faith in Christ. The good news is we see it happening. We see Malays coming to Christ, choosing to leave Islam behind.
Keep Malay Christians in your prayers.
Pray that they will be encouraged. Pray that they will continue to be bold in their witness.
Find more ways to help persecute and Malay Christians at missionnews.org. Would you risk your life to feed the hungry? Well, thousands of civilians in eastern Ukraine are stuck in their homes without food. Some haven't eaten in weeks. Local missionaries linked with Christian Aid Mission are spreading hope and the love of Christ as they provide bread and water. By traveling through dangerous areas, they're risking their own safety to do it. They're persistent in helping as many families as possible. They could use a little support from you. Find links at our website. And have you ever wished that when you were planning a mission trip or adoption travel that you could connect with somebody who really cared? Well, Adoption Airfare was born out of co-founder Tabitha Lovell's mission trip to Uganda and a passion for adoption. She wants to be a blessing.
To help bring children home with flights, providing missionary flights for people that are traveling internationally, for missions work, Christian ministries, equipping them with low-cost airline tickets and things like that.
Lovell says God's using Adoption Airfare to do more than just bring a family together.
When we see Christian families adopting children where maybe they came from an Islamic background and never heard about Jesus, or maybe they came from a Buddhist background, for that family to share Jesus with them, that is the ultimate beautiful thing, to see these children coming to the knowledge of Christ.
You can get more information on Adoption Airfare at our website. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Slavic Gospel Association's making available the free book Much Prayer, Much Power by Peter Danica Sr., founder of the ministry. It's a testimony to the powerful reality of prayer, which we hope will encourage you in your prayer life. Get your copy at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.